Good morning to every listener. I hope all of you are well and enjoying the good blessings of the Lord for soul and body. Also, that this message will prove as interesting and profitable to the listeners as it has been to me in preparing it. There are so many thoughts and scriptures which apply that it's somewhat difficult to know just where to start. So, as we look to the Lord and the leadership of the Holy Spirit, I think I will be like the surveyor who seeks out a landmark from which to start and begin with this verse in Proverbs 22:28. Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. In a few moments, I want to deal with the spiritual and scriptural aspects of this, but first, let me set forth the perimeters of my subject in the natural sense. In other words, before we put up a building, we need a foundation. I'm acquainted with a young man whose occupation is a surveyor. I think his work would be most interesting. In fact, when I get to talking with this friend of mine and asking questions, it is hard to find a place to quit. There are hills to climb and valleys to span and miles, rods, yards, feet, and inches to measure. And let me tell you, accuracy is required. For there are times when a foot or two or even a matter of inches generates a controversy which lasts for years and sometimes even a lifetime and beyond. Listen to the words of this song. Back to the blessed old Bible. Back to the blessed old Bible. Back to the city of God. Back to the oneness of heaven. Back where the faithful have trod. Back from the land of confusion, passing the wrecks and the creeds. Back to the light of the morning, Jesus our captain leads. Back to the blessed old Bible, saints of Jehovah rejoice. Jesus is calling his people back to the land of their choice. Often our fathers have sought it while we in Babel abode. Now we have found the fair city, church of the living God. Back to the blessed old Bible, leaving confusion and strife, fleeing from Babel to Zion. Back to the joy of our lives. Over the mountains we wandered, looking in vain for the right. Now in the evening we found it, truth of the gospel light. Back to the blessed old Bible, back at the Master's call, back to the words of our Savior, loving, obeying them all. Never in sex to be scattered, never again to do wrong. Unity, holiness, heaven, ever shall be our song. Now if you will, bear with me for a moment. Let me go back and pick up a few thoughts concerning this business of surveying. At the same time, I would like for you to keep in mind this scripture in Proverbs 22:28. Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. It matters little how accurate and precise a surveyor may be. He may have the best instruments the profession affords. His study of math and trigonometry may have been polished in the schools of highest learning. But there's one thing required before he can proceed with his work, and that is he must find a landmark or a stake or establish a starting point. This point is usually a predetermined thing. He doesn't go and just set up a point of his own choosing and begin measuring off land across some field. If he did this, there's a good possibility he might be confronted by an irate landowner carrying a shotgun. In fact, this is not beyond the realm of possibility, even if he is beginning from a predetermined point set up by the U.S. government. With this thought established, let us proceed while keeping in mind, if I appear to be treading on enchanted territory, I do so by the authority of the Scriptures, the Word of God. In 2 Timothy 2:19, we find these words. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. The Father delegated to the Son of God the power and wisdom to lay the foundation of his church. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Isaiah 28:16. So there's no need for us to try to run or hide or get away from the truth. Let us approach it with awe and caution and reverence. This foundation is solid and fortified, enduring forever. There is a three-story building in our city having a date on it of 1893. I take it that this was the year of construction. Of late, there has been considerable interest in restoring some of these ancient buildings, and much work and money is being spent in putting this building into like-new, original condition. In other words, it is being restored to its original, beautiful appearance. The brickwork has been sandblasted. It looks good. Windows are being replaced, and the woodwork painted. There is a basement below being restored, with walls below the level of the sidewalk. But I have wondered about the foundation. How deep is it? How good? How strong? Evidently, the renovators believe it is good enough and strong enough to continue supporting this structure, for it has for many years. Without a good foundation, it would be much wasted time and effort to polish the outside, then to have it crumble and fall into a pile of rubble. Psalms 11:3 asks the question thus, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The fact is, there are some folks who would like to destroy the foundation and remove the landmarks. In Job 24:2, we find this. Some remove the landmarks. They violently take away flocks and feed thereof. And yet, we are cautioned, remove not the old landmark and enter not into the fields of the fatherless. Proverbs 23:10. The Israelites were given very definite warnings concerning the landmark. Listen, thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark, which they of old time have set in thine inheritance, which thou shalt inherit in the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it. Deuteronomy 19:14. And even more than this, there is a curse pronounced upon those who do. Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark. And all the people shall say, Amen. Deuteronomy 27:17. On the positive side of the ledger, look at the blessings that come to those who obey and abide in the old paths. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the way, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Jeremiah 6:16. Now, having said all of this, let me get to the very core of this message. We are living in a world of changing styles and fashions. What was good for parents is no longer considered to be the normal of our day. I'm aware of many improvements which add to our standard of living, but at this point, I'm not particularly dealing with this issue. That which concerns me now is the moral issue of our day. At times, certain decisions are made by the Supreme Court, which are considered to be landmark decisions because they affect so many other cases. There are some moral and spiritual issues at stake which must not be removed if we would continue to enjoy the blessings and favor of the Lord. Let me enumerate a few things. God's people are called out of confusion and sectarian movements. These man-made religious movements are referred to in the symbolic language of Revelation as Babylon. And the voice from heaven says, come out of her, my people. It is not God's will that his saints be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Number two, God's people are not of the world. This is plainly pointed out in the scriptures. The moral fibers of the world have fallen apart. Permissiveness is rampant. Sexual activity among many unmarried folks goes unrestrained, and abortions are common. The issues of right and wrong are clouded, and many don't seem to know the difference. Number three, God's people are humble folks. This includes all manner of conversation and conduct. In this age of pride and boasting, it means much to take the humble way of the cross and set an example and firmly remain unspotted from the world. God's ministers refrain from accepting titles as doctor and reverend. I'm shocked with amazement to see aged women evidently seeking to appear young again, dressed in the gayest of fashions, including jewelry, short hair, pants, and plenty of makeup paint. Am I treading on uncharted ground? Do I intrude into your private affairs? Then let me just say that here I stand on these ancient landmarks and humbly request that those who believe otherwise come forth and prove by the word of God that these things are not so. Number four, the Bible teaches the younger to respect the elder, this being a twofold responsibility, one resting upon the young and the other upon the elder. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear thy God. I am the Lord. Leviticus 19:32. The modern trend is so often the reverse. Many have failed in their example and are now subjected to robbery, beatings, and killing. Number five, the just shall live by faith. And this doesn't mean by political maneuvers to gain the wealth of the world. Need I say more? Then let us go back to the landmarks of the Bible. Our Father, we humbly ask that thy word may be honored and find receptive hearts who will hear and live. Thank you, dear one, for a few moments of your time. We wish for you the very best. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always and a very cheerful goodbye.